Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Water cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Water Cooler.
I'm sweating.
Welcome to it.
Someone, anyone uses these headphones after me tonight, they're going to get moist.
Meantime, Matt's sipping on a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
It's actually a Chenin Blanc. Thank you very much.
If that pinky goes up, my can is going through the TV screen. I am just chucking it right at you. All right. Sorry.
Look,
this is confusing for any listener right now. We started this one weird, and I'll tell you why. But first, let me introduce everybody who's here. You know how the water cooler goes. I, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my cruel digital buds, and Matt with me in studio. Gary Smith.
Sup? What's up?
Oh, Gary, that's a weird one. Mike Dawson's here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, smooth, calm demeanor. And all the way in Austin, Texas, Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Oh, I'll tell you what's up. Oh, you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you what's up. No, we're a little tired. We started Water Cooler a lot later than the scheduled time because Adam is moving warehouses, and he needed to clear out a warehouse. And he's like, hey, I got some stuff at this warehouse that needs to be out by tonight.
I need hands.
Yeah, I need hands.
And then he just walked out. He just like basically said out loud into the ether, I need hands, and he left the building. And went
when
to where
Adam
go ahead.
When we're talking about Adam Carolla's stuff to the listener, this could be any multitude of things.
Exactly.
Sheet metal, it was all parts, of it. Styrofoam cases,
it was all of
fenders.
I'm not going to name names, but more than one person said as they were moving something, but this is trash.
There was a lot of garbage.
Okay. There's a lot to get into. But anyway, so we go over there thinking, okay, yeah, we'll help out for a bit. And we walked into a fully stocked warehouse.
Now, to be fair, it was about 70% empty. But 70% empty, 30% of a warehouse. When you have a warehouse, you become a hoarder. Like, you just have so much space that you have all the stuff. You fill the space.
Real estate. Yeah, I would like. That's why you get a warehouse, to fill it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Matt, if you were at work in flip-flops, you would have been miserable.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you probably would have made out.
It was hazardous. We were working amongst hazardous materials.
You would have lost a lot of blood.
Listen, I will admit that when Gary texted me and said that you guys were going to be delayed because you guys were going to be emptying one of Adam's warehouses, my heart sank for you guys. Yeah. I treasure my time with you guys. Don't get me wrong, but I cannot imagine a worse scenario at the end of the day.
What time is it there right now? Midnight?
Yeah.
Look, okay, well. So I've said this before on the show. You don't realize how much stuff you have until you move.
Right.
But the real metaphor is you don't realize how much stuff you have until you have to move your boss's shit. Like, there's a lot of stuff in that warehouse. And it's all vintage racing. A lot of it is vintage racing parts that, I mean, I was telling Gary, this is some Final Destination stuff. Like, all of these are weapons.
Oh, yeah.
They are. We're talking every piece of metal has a knife's edge to it.
And then all of a sudden, someone shows up in gloves and everyone's like,
yeah.
You got gloves?
Yeah.
I know.
Matt, you know all about that.
If only I had been there in high school.
Yeah. Old gloves fondler over there.
Oh, yeah. Matt only wears gloves. Matt, I don't think you know what it's like to just be sweaty in the heat moving a bunch of Bob Sharp's old stuff. But, that's neither here nor there. It's just, so we it was the end of our work day, and we thought, let's help.
You're there. We're happy.
Yeah, and we're all right. It's not nearly as bad as I'm complaining. It's just funny.
No, it was, you know, and Adam was actually very cool about it. And after we did, you know, like an hour or so worth of work, he went out of his way to come up to me and be like, "You're done." I was like, "All right, no problem."
He didn't come up to me. That's weird.
He came up to me and said, "You and I were."
Okay. But you know what I feel like now, guys? Doss, Gary.
What?
You know that scene from Shawshank where they're on the roof just sipping the beers, just looking into the horizon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I feel like with you guys. Like we just did it. It's nice.
So who in this scenario is Dufresne sitting over in the shade not drinking the beers?
I know. It feels nice.
It really does. Yeah. I actually saw that scene of Shawshank within the last
week. I don't like the claw.
Yeah. All right. Now that we got that out of our system.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel nearly as much complaining than the amount of work we put in, but it's fine.
Yeah. It's all good, man.
Yeah. It really is. It's okay.
There was a communal aspect to it, too, because everyone that works for Adam was doing that.
All hands on deck.
Everyone was doing it. So it's just kind of like, you know what? Like, fuck it. Like, this is what we're doing for right now. Like, let's just get after it.
I'm more worried about Ben. Ben lost about 4 liters of water.
I was going to say, Ben sweat through his entire shirt and cut himself 4 different places. And I had to go up to him and be like, bro, like, I know people are joking around here, but like, keep an eye on those wounds. And if they start to turn in like a bad color around them, like, hit up urgent care. Because, you know, tetanus is a thing.
Is Ben clumsy?
No, but Ben is not.
Dude, these are all, everything has a sharp edge to it. Like, it's like carrying large knives.
Matt, when Dawson says that we all looked around at the person that first showed up with gloves and marveled in awe, it's because we were moving car parts from the 1960s that now have jagged edges, and none of us had gloves. So and he just nicked himself like 3 or 4
times.
And
these are huge. Like some things are 8 feet long.
Yeah.
And you're just carrying sheet metal and pieces and random cut sheet metal.
It's good
now,
for
was
you.
There anybody who was trying to be like a designated job site leader, aka not actually helping to move anything, but just being like, "You guys got that? You guys got that? Okay, you guys are doing good."
Everyone was good.
Everyone was contributing.
We would have called somebody out, I think, had that happened. Yeah. Whatever. It's okay. It's behind us.
It is behind us,
and we're good.
You know what else is behind us? The weekend.
Gary, meet Gary, and I were weekend warriors together.
We were.
Gary and I golfed.
What'd you guys do?
We went golfing. Yeah.
Whoa.
18?
18.
We went
9-10 tee off. Nice morning.
It was cloudy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was
great.
Was fun.
It was fun.
How many holes you guys play? You guys go all day?
We played 18.
All 18?
All 18 holes on Tiger Woods' old course, the one he grew up playing.
Yeah. It was out in Anaheim, so it was actually really close to me, which was nice. I got out there early in the morning. We hit some balls on the range.
Yeah.
Chris is a much better golfer than he gives himself credit
for. Oh, stop.
Chris, oh, really?
No, like, you are. You talk about, like, I'm trying to get the ball off the tee, but, like, no, you're getting the ball. You're getting the ball going forward every single time.
I go to the range a lot, but.
You're hitting good shots more often than I would have expected someone at your
age. All right, Chris, be honest. Were there any Happy Gilmore-esque moments where Gary came in, stepped in behind you, and wrapped his arms around your waist to grab your wrists and was like, "Let me show you how to putt, pal."
No,
it's all in the hips.
No, but there was a lot of times where during my backswing, Gary would just go, "Yeah, jackass," and that was annoying.
Yeah. I kept with it though.
Yeah, it really was. And then Gary begged to go to Red Lobster. He wanted those cheddar biscuits after the game, but after the round. But you know, it's fine. You know what? I did surprise Gary with, though, was the new Bud Light Hard Sodies.
Oh, yeah. As previously discussed on this, Dawson, he handed me the cola one. When I tell you it tastes exactly like Coca-Cola, it is exactly. I mean, it's dangerous to the point that it might as well be a mixer. It has to be a mixer.
Yeah. But they're still boozing. Yeah, it's wonderful. Gary and I shared some hard sodies. And then there's other things, too, right before we get to the first hole. The ambassador comes by and he goes, "Hey guys, it's wet. I mean, it just rained. There's a huge thunderstorm the night before."
For listeners, he was all on most courses. I would know him as a marshal.
Oh yeah, marshal.
Yeah. The ambassador. I was like, wait a minute.
His cart said ambassador in giant letters. Okay. I've never seen that marshal. Before. But the marshal,
the prime minister of this golf course. He
senator.
Exactly. He stopped and he said, "Hey, we're doing, since the ground's very wet, we're doing something called the 90-degree rule. which is...
Let's let Matt explain that.
Oh, yeah, Matt. You know what the 90-degree rule is, right?
Absolutely. They're trying to preserve the greens of the course. They don't want you driving your cart all over the place. So they want you to keep to the paths, park parallel to your ball, a.k.a. a 90-degree angle from the ball, and then you can walk out, hit your shot, and go back to your cart.
Dude.
That was pretty. That was exactly pretty close.
That's it. Yeah. I've never heard of it.
They let you drive out there.
Yeah,
right?
they let you drive out. Yeah. When it's super wet, Matt, that is something courses do. But in this one, they were just saying go up to where your ball is, turn in 90 degrees, drive out to the ball, and then go straight back to the cart path.
Yeah. So we did that. I was very nervous driving across that fairway every single time. Gary was trying to make me more comfortable about it. Because Gary and I were cart buddies.
Chris thought the ambassador was going to come back give him a talking to, shame him, take his picture, ban him from the course forever.
I can't have it. It's my first time there.
Bro, that guy's...
You think he's going to call Tiger Woods and get you in trouble?
Who knows?
It was two of Chris's other buddies that were gracious enough to include me.
John and James.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, they exist.
So John and James definitely exist. Now Jason's still
Jason and Jake.
John and James, and I thought this was very funny, Dawson and Matt. Right halfway down the first hole, Chris goes to me and he goes, you know, John, there's an O in his name, and he's wearing glasses. And James, you know, he's the other one. And as he was saying it, I was like, that's the stupidest fucking thing in the world. Why are you telling me this? And then by the second tee, I needed to remember who was who, and I was like, glasses, John.
Yeah. See?
Fucking brilliant.
No, glasses is good. That's a clear.
See? It was brilliant.
Yeah.
But as you were saying it, I was like, why do I need that information? That's a weird thing to be telling me. And then I used it, and I was very pleased.
And by the way, Gary, very good golfer, too. It was very nice.
What was the final score?
We didn't really keep score. That's not what we were.
Really?
The other two, John and James, I think, were sort of keeping rough score, kind of playing against each other on the back nine. But Chris and I were mostly out there to have fun.
They're playing with each other. They did scramble.
Scramble. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they were keeping track a little, but Chris and I were just having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Gary showed me a few things too, and it was nice. Give me a little taste,
like literally the taste here. Did you guys stop at the 10th hole, so to speak, or the 19th hole rather, and have your guys some snacks?
No,
you guys drink it on the course.
Not one thing was eaten.
We had the two drinks. Chris brought the Bud Light Celties. I had one of the cola ones and a lemon lime, and that's the end of my golf fondelet because we did not stop after. It took a little longer. It was a little busy on a Sunday, so by the time we finished, we both kind of looked at the clock and we're like, "Oh shit, I didn't know it was that late."
Yeah,
we just kind of had to split.
Well, at 9:05 a.m., Gary's in the cart with me, and I stop the cart right before the first tee, and I look at Gary, and I go, you ready to take a Jaeger bomb? And Gary reluctantly is like, okay.
Did you?
Oh, no, I was just trying to freak him out. Just trying to freak him out. Yeah. Come on, next we're time, civilized
get some,
here.
Get some pocket shots with you, pal. Come
I know. On. Next time. But it was a good time. And now, Dawson.
What?
We got to go.
Yes, I want to. Let's do it.
Well, we're going to San Diego.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm in
a fearsome foursome in San Diego.
We got to get out early enough to hit a bucket of balls because I haven't hit a golf ball in well over a year, probably 2 years.
Yeah. We're going to go and
Your clubs and go hit a bucket at the Bell after work one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to do that, I'll do that with you.
I'm happy to. The foursome is Dawson, Mike August, me, and Adam Carolla. What do I expect with Adam Carolla on that golf course? whose response was, I would love to go. Yeah, count me in. Do you have clubs? Yeah, I got some somewhere.
Yeah, after what we just witnessed, he's got some of something everywhere.
I would not put it behind Adam to just be able to, no pun intended, ace that course without having been out there much because he's just a gifted athlete.
Yeah, he is. He kind of gets
it. And he could be really focused and concentrate on shit. So give him a...
You don't work for him anymore, before. Matt. What are you doing?
Seriously,
you got to quit here. Yeah, let it go.
Thing out of your mouth.
Oh, my God. Guys, okay. Well, there's something I wanted to bring up also. And for the last 2 days, I've had a tummy ache. Yeah, dude. Yes.
What from?
What
happened? I don't know. It's been keeping me up at night. I haven't been able to sleep. Just like random pains. Dude, I haven't. And I'm worried that this is going to lead. Like, this is the calm before the diarrhea storm. Sure. And
that's going to be the greatest shit of your life, though. Once
it
goes.
I am worried.
It's like, oh.
Like, it's. And this never happens. And now, look, it's bound to happen. I eat very questionable things. And one of them, Jen seems to believe it's this old chicken salad that we left out all day and I still ate it.
How old?
Like half a day.
You started with all day, then you went to half a day, one question.
Three quarters a day.
Was it in direct sunlight?
It was in the car.
Half a day in the car, probably not a good idea to eat it.
I feel like I read headlines of like, yeah, person dies after eating omelet that was left in car for 6 hours.
Somebody died?
Something that's a like terrible that headline.
Yeah. Yeah. What papers it was are terrible you reading? But yeah, so I have a tummy monthly ache.
You know what? You know what? It might help. Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Pills.
Just burn
they
it
make,
all.
They make tablets.
Just dissolve it all. It's like my upper belly, which is what? Is that my large intestine? What is that? I don't know. I don't know where in my digestive tract.
Wouldn't bad chicken salad just give you like food poisoning?
Probably. That's what I'm thinking. I thought I'd be puking.
Maybe
it doesn't. Maybe you got it within the time period when it was about to make the switch, like when it just became a zombie chicken salad.
Like right when the full moon
but
comes
you
out?
You caught it and you cut off its arm.
Oh, so I'm just paying for that.
But then you ate the arm.
You don't eat the arm after you cut off the infected arm.
You know, that's why
Matt, the zombie expert here. Matt.
Yeah, what's up?
If you get bit by a zombie on your let's say I got bit on the forearm, yeah, and before I let this infection spread, I amputate my arm with my machete.
Hacksaw.
Dawson.
Yeah, hacksaw. And then I take that amputated arm and I consume it. What happens?
Not a good idea.
Just get into it.
You're going
to become a zombie.
Now
you want to cook it first.
You have to cook off the
You want to cook it first. And if you look on the internet, you might find a good recipe for 30-minute zombie on the barbecue. Right, Matt?
Right. Yeah, what
oh,
if
yeah,
– sure. Should I boil the arm first and really just get all the bacteria off it?
You got to get the protective layer off.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
and don't eat it mid rare. You got to go past medium.
No,
right?
You definitely have to cook it,
yeah. Guys. Yes. I think everyone knows you do zombie well done.
Yeah,
you got to go. Yeah,
I
zombie.
Don't care if you need some A1 or some Frank's Red Hot, but zombie, you do well done.
Yeah,
kind of want it to fall apart.
It's at the farthest end of the meat thermometer scale.
Yeah,
it's like what can you eat rare? Like tuna, like fish, some steak, some pork. Then you get like chicken. You got to cook that all the way through. Then after chicken, zombie.
Right. Zombie, yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And then zombie chicken. Yeah.
Oh, zombie chicken.
Zombie chicken, you gotta
kind of burn it.
Yeah.
You gotta char it.
It's not even worth eating that zombie chicken.
But it's a delicacy in some places. I don't think we should completely rule out the zombie chicken.
In India, you can eat the zombie chicken.
Write that down.
Yeah, look, the curry hides some of the char.
That's why?
When in Rome, yeah, do as the Romans do.
Yeah,
when in India.
Flavors.
Yes, then you need the zombie chicken.
Okay. Now, yesterday.
Chris,
yeah.
Chris! While you're talking about zombies, I got to ask, when you're watching horror movies.
Reading.
Well, that's exactly where I'm getting at. Where does the zombie movie fall on the spectrum? Because I feel like you're talking like you've watched some zombie stuff.
I love the 28 Days series. I've seen a lot of them. I've seen the World War Z's.
Are we Wiki first?
No.
No.
No, no. I for some reason I can do the zombies. I watched the first like 4 seasons of The Walking Dead.
It's got to be a lot more hand trauma in zombie movies, though.
Yeah, like,
oh, plenty.
That's guaranteed you're going to have.
Those aren't humans.
It feels fake.
Yeah,
like, it's just a little too cartoonish for me.
Okay.
Like hostile hand trauma is a lot worse than zombie hand trauma, at least for me. You know, yesterday, Nate from Chassis, so all the Chassis guys are working here now. And Nate
Who's in my old office?
Me.
Yeah.
No,
Emmy.
Yeah, big boy.
No, Emmy. I took Kalen's.
Yeah. Kalen took my old office, and then Gary gave it to Gary. My guitar's still up there.
Do you want your office back?
No, not really.
You can have it.
It's too. That's all right. So
I got a guitar for sale. In other news.
Okay. So
signed by multiple people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Nate from Chassis, the head of Chassis. He's hanging out in my office the other day because he pops in every once in a while because now he has some new people to converse with and he goes back and forth and he's like, man. I went out the other day and I heard you guys doing that water cooler show. And I go, yeah.
We got to remember to turn the speakers on.
He's like, yeah, it's really bad. That's what he told
Whatever,
me.
He's an idiot.
And then I hear him outside as we're like, yeah, zombie chickens? Yeah, we gotta be careful of those zombie chickens.
Something's up with the gain on your mic, dude. It's way too hot. I'm gonna change it.
What?
You're overdriven just a little touch.
Oh. Well, I like it. Yeah, I'm dimed. I'm dimed. That's a
that was an Emmy guest appearance right there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I think I heard Emmy there. Hi, Emmy.
But yeah. Anyway, so we lot of stuff happening over the weekend. I saw Florence and the Machine at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, how was that?
They're so good.
I gotta live vicariously through you. How was the Hollywood Bowl?
Incredible. So many people. They sold out like two nights in a row. So we went.
Masks?
Day one.
Do you have to wear masks?
No,
we're done with that.
Yeah.
Yay.
The governor.
What are they? Whatever they're reporting in Austin about California, we're okay here now.
It's fucking. The headlines are pretty wild out here. You guys are letting everything run amok over there.
Well, Matt, there's good news. Our governor is going to lift the state of emergency for COVID.
Yeah.
In February 2023.
Yeah, just next year. It's okay.
Cool.
After the
come
Super Bowl.
Come visit us. Yeah, come visit us.
Now, Matt, I have to. I can't imagine that you're not going to know the answer to this, but you're aware of the massive event taking place in your city this coming weekend, yes?
Austin City Limits?
Yeah.
That was last. Yeah, I think that was last
weekend. That was last weekend.
Oh, I thought it was this weekend.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Football? A lot of football games?
No, there's a giant F1 race in Austin this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I had no fucking idea.
Well,
how would I possibly know about that?
There should be billboards and ads and shit about it all over town. But I guess what I'm saying is like, I would not go anywhere near the popular parts of downtown at all this weekend. It's going to be way worse than that Texas game. They're expecting 400,000 people.
Won't be a problem.
Yeah, cool. See? Well, anyway, Florence the Machine. Man, that Florence, she can really move. She just sprints from one side of the stage to the other. She's sprinting up and down the bowl. Now, there's like when you go to the bowl and you're sitting up high, walking up those steps or that ramp.
Yeah,
dude, it's tiring. There's.
Did you guys get to see a moon rise when you were there? There's certain times a year at the bowl where like the moon will kind of like come up right over the ridge above the stage. I've seen a few different shows where they're kind of aware of a moonrise time and the musical act will play a number to kind of coordinate with the moonrise.
Interesting. No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I've never heard of that either, but no, we did not care about the
awesome.
Moonrise. But yeah, I mean the band was awesome. We took the bus out there because there's like nowhere to park when you go out to the Hollywood Bowl. So we went to Studio City, went to the bus pickup, and then the bus drove us out there.
Yeah.
And then show was fantastic. We get on the first bus back, and it's packed. Like it's not only standing room, but it's crunched, like shoulder to shoulder standing room, hot.
For anyone who doesn't know, the Hollywood Bowl has designated shuttle buses that go to the few parking lots that are sort of at the bottom of the hill around where the Hollywood Bowl is. And they're great, but when that show lets out, people don't give an F, and they will just shove onto those shuttle
buses.
Yeah,
they shoved on. Like, everyone on that bus is touching at least three other people.
Correct.
While they're on that bus, including the driver. He was handsy. So
it's also in a horrible location that is right next to the one freeway entrance for Hollywood. So if you are just in Hollywood and you're trying to get home and a show lets out, you are going to like traffic like you cannot believe.
Yeah.
So they really are trying to get those lots emptied out as soon as possible.
It's a magical venue when you're watching the show, but getting there and coming back, it almost turns you off from even going to the show.
Right.
Like, yeah, totally. The hassle of it's like,
it's one
I
of those.
I have to tell you. Sorry, I don't want to go on too far a tangent, but when I first met my wife, she lived walking distance from the Hollywood Bowl. And so we would go see shows, and then after it was over, just a 15-20 minute walk, and we'd be back at the apartment again. It was so cool.
That's really
because
nice.
Because it's such a pain in the ass otherwise.
You saw the keys?
No, it was many, many units ago.
So coming back, so we're packed on this bus. It's hot to where, like, during the ride, people are just like, can somebody open the window? Can you crawl? And, you know, and everyone's just trying to crack these bus windows, which barely open anyway.
Right.
And then the bus just dies. Like, in the middle of the left lane on one of the streets, it just dies. And you just hear a little commotion. It's kind of quiet. Everyone stops talking. Like, what's going on? What's going on? And then you just hear the engine. And then somebody in the front's like, the bus isn't starting. And the
I'm
going to
need an EDM mix of that, though.
Yeah. So they, so now the commotion comes from the front to the back, and everyone's just kind of freaking out a little bit. What's going to happen? There's cars just zooming by us on the right-hand lane. And then this is where it gets interesting, because this is just a fine bus. Everyone's just talking amongst themselves. It's quiet. But then, once something like this happens, all the A-type personalities of this bus start to rise, start to emerge from all of these people. Because, look, it's crowded. So someone from the back, can you let us off? Just let us off. Yeah, yeah, let us off. And the ladies, the bus driver's like, look, I'm responsible for you. I can't just let you off in the middle of a street while cars are zooming by. So just give me a few more tries. And then I'm gonna, and then we'll see where we go. And she's like making calls, like we're stuck in the left lane, blah blah blah. And then like someone in the back, I'm claustrophobic. You gotta let me off. It's too hot in here. And then a bunch of murmuring, like they're worried about this guy who's claustrophobic.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
And then and then someone from another side of the bus, you can't keep us here against our will.
Harumph. Harumph.
Oh, come on.
It's like a bunch of that. Like, you legally can't keep us here. It was pretty hot. You legally can't keep us here, blah, blah, blah. And like now, and then all the B-type personalities, which I guess I was, because I was just like annoyed. And I was just like, God, please just make this so. And I'm burying my head in my phone, like, please just make this as like over as soon as possible. I can't do this. I'm so uncomfortable. But yeah, all these people are like, let us off, let us off. And eventually she's like, fine, but I am not responsible for what happens to you as soon as you get off this bus.
Gary goes, here, that is not do anything.
That wouldn't work.
That does not do shit. If one of those guys had gotten off the bus and gotten creamed on Kawanga, she'd still have some problems.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I said I wasn't responsible.
Yeah, I made it very clear. Yeah, I assume no responsibility. So door opens and everyone just starts trickling out. A few people are still sticking around. This bus doesn't look like it's going to start. Like, all right, we better just walk. It's like we Google mapped it. It's a 15 to 20 minute walk back to the place. Let's just hoof it. And we go. We get off. We're all hoofing it. There's like three people that stay on. And about 8 minutes into the walk, we just see our empty bus
right
just
by
zoom by.
Boom.
Yeah, that's what we get. That's
damn.
What we get.
Fucking brutal.
As we walk with all these smelly people. But anyway, but great show.
I'm sure that bus
driver.
Carrying
sheet metal?
No sheet metal.
So there's a bright side.
Dude, but my weekend. And then we get home, and Jen found like this faucet she wanted me install into the bathtub, like a new one. What?
You didn't tell me that part of the story. You just told me the water didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So Gary knew this. And so I've installed faucets before. I installed the sink faucet easy.
Sure,
enough,
like the kitchen?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
And then, so, okay, I'll install this one. So I go to install it, but I have to take off the old faucet, and there's a panel on the other side of the faucet, like on the side of the wall. So I take it off to go uninstall this faucet, and I reach down to turn the shut off valve for this tub so I can take it off and water doesn't go everywhere. So I reach for the shut off valve inside the wall, and it is leaking pretty heavily before the valve. I'm just feeling it, and it's just kind of, I'm like, uh oh, and I feel like around and like
mushy.
It's mushy. So this has been leaking for a minute. So thank God I found it. But I had to shut off the water for the house because it's before the shutoff valve, so it would make no difference. So
yeah.
I told Jen, all right, water's off, and I shut off the water for the house. And we're like, we can make it. We have a couple bottles of water here. We're okay.
A couple bottles.
No, a couple. We had some bottled water.
Also, you're not in the middle of the desert.
We're
not
in the middle of the desert.
Supermarket down the street.
We have a supermarket down the street. Our neighbors, our best friends, like
families in town.
We're good.
You're good.
But Chris, when you're walking from the living room to the kitchen to refill your lovely wife's cup, and you start to feel parched.
I know.
What are you going to drink?
I couldn't do my move, which she saw me do the other day, and she's like, oh, she was very disappointed in me. So we're sitting there. It's like, okay, we'll be fine. And then I realize I'm going golfing with Gary tomorrow, and I have two golf shirts, both dirty, and my short. I have one pair of golf shorts, dirty. I haven't done laundry, and I was planning to do it that night. So I go, okay, maybe I could just wear the dirty clothes, and it'll be fine because it's a black shirt, but then they're like khaki shorts. Khaki shorts were a mess. They were very dirty. So I go, okay.
Why were they so dirty? What's happening?
Because I golfed them last time, and who knows, man. I get dirty sometimes. I get deep.
Rolling around?
Yeah, I roll a little bit. Grass? Yeah, I like to roll. Dawson likes to walk barefoot. I like to roll. So I go, okay, I'm going to go to the laundromat and do laundry. She's like, no, look, the Dodger game's on, which was a very sad game because they lost. But the Dodger game's on, and my dad and my brother are watching it. Jen's like, let's just go to my mom's house, do laundry there. We'll hang out, watch the Dodger game. And I'm like, okay. So we bring my laundry there, and we also bring a bunch of, like, jugs.
Drone Diva growlers?
Yeah, growlers, dude. And we
any vessel.
Laundry, watch the game, and we just load up on water.
You have, like, vases and stuff? Just anything to hold water?
Anything that can hold water with a lid because we had to drive it back.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we come back, we get all this water, and we're rationing it, like, brushing our teeth, pouring it on and brushing our teeth, and it's like, okay. Here's a plan. I got a plumber coming tomorrow, so we just got to make it through the night.
You pooping in a bucket?
No. Well, that's a thing. No poop. Like we're just like, look, if you got to pee. I got a yard. You can find.
Maybe this is why you have a tummy ache because there was a no pooping edict put in place, and your body just went, "I got you, fam."
You're dehydrated.
You just turned on. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a mix between dehydration and not pooping. That's what's wrong with you.
I forgot to put.
You need to have a poop rule.
I forgot to put the switch the other way. Yeah, I've been holding.
Chris,
it.
You can poop.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. So I was telling Gary when we were golfing, like, yeah, dude, I haven't had water.
I think yours is worse, but you and I were having a little pity party because I also had my fridge and freezer crap out on me on Thursday night. And we thought – at first it was only the freezer. So we thought maybe it was isolated to that and the fridge was still working. And it was like, all right, well, let's see what happens and we'll call the repair people because we have a home warranty on Saturday. And then on Saturday morning, the fridge went out. So we call them. They're like, all right, we'll be there on Monday. So the guy comes on Monday and he's like, what happened? And I was like, it stopped being cold. You're the fucking repair guy. Yeah. I don't know, man. It was cold. Now it's not cold. This is not good because I keep all my cold things in here. What do you mean what happened? Like, so he's like, all right. So he opens it. He takes the temperature with this little gun. He slides it out. He unscrews the thing and looks in the back. He gets up. He stares at it for 5 minutes. He goes to me and he goes, it's undoubtedly the compressor. And I went,
okay.
So now what? And he was like, now I submit the information to the home warranty people. They'll approve it or they won't, and then we'll come back out to do it. I was like, okay, how long does that take? He was like, one business day. This was yesterday.
Okay.
He goes, one business day. As I was leaving for work this morning, I could hear my wife on the phone, and she went, what do you mean – my wife! And she went, what do you mean October 31st? And I just left for work. That's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah,
I have a small child.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That's not going to be okay.
Yeah, no.
How are you going to keep your zombie chicken fresh?
Well, but what I'll tell you what I've been doing is I've been doing twice a day runs to the fucking supermarket and getting 20 pounds of ice.
The good thing about zombie chicken is it's undead. So it doesn't need to be cold.
It's like a mini fridge.
Now, I did take the mini fridge that we have here at the office and get it into my car today with the help of Byron. And I have no idea how I'm getting it out because we got it in by that much.
You guys have Byron Allen working for you now?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Wild. It's weird.
Oh, he really
seems
put
like he's overqualified.
He really stepped up during this move.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is overqualified, but really nice.
He got
guy.
Younger and started smoking weed, too.
Wow. No way.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah. See, Gary, man, you adulting.
I know. You and I over here just talking about our house problems while we golf.
Well, Dawson had the weekend of his life.
Dawson was out being a rock star.
Nothing wrong with my house.
You and I are over here adulting, and Dawson's out fucking partying. How was it, man?
It was fucking long day Friday, but it was a badass show. Fucking tons of fun. Probably the best I ever played.
Did you – you had to drive in?
We drove. Me and Rainin left North Hollywood at 8:30 a.m., got to Vegas by 12:45.
Those are JV numbers. You're going to have to pump those numbers up.
Got to Izzy's place. That's with a stop to get gas.
Even still.
Yeah. Well.
Dude. So who is this band you're playing with? Because I saw a picture of it, and I'm like, That's Izzy.
I had to get
that's Dawson.
Oh, it was a Friday. That couldn't.
I had to get a couple of replacement dudes.
Some hired guns.
Hired guns. Vegas guys. One dude's name is Johnny Hazard.
You have Izzy Presley and Johnny Hazard in
Izzy
your band.
Izzy Presley and Johnny Hazard. And
yeah, are these characters in Guitar Hero?
I said when I was introducing the bands, I'm like, "Cuidado, amigos! It's Johnny Hazard."
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then the bass player, Scotty Griffin, good guy. He's played with some formation of LA Guns, I hear. dude was a monster bass player, and when I introduced him, I couldn't think of a good adjective, so I said the insolent Scotty Griffin, and he fucking played an insolent bass solo, and it was badass.
Yeah.
Totally fucking worked,
dude.
But yeah, so we got there at like 12:45, went to Izzy's house, fucking gave Izzy his new guitar that I had to pick up in Burbank on the way there. He fucking got it ready for the show. Then we went to a rehearsal studio fucking 20 minutes away in Vegas. Vegas is sprawling now. So anyway, there's this fucking like Charles Manson fucking ranch out in Vegas with a few haciendas, a bunch of recording studios.
I've heard of it, yeah.
And a swimming pool in the middle and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we pull up inside this private drive gate, pull up right next to big industrial doors. Industrial doors roll up and there's a fucking stage in there and everything's fucking set up. Engineer comes out and is like, "What's up, dude? Got you set up." So then we rehearse for 2 hours. We rehearse from 2 to 4.
Okay.
Then we fucking go to the bar to load in and sit around there until like 7, until we get fucking hotel straightened out. We got to be back at 8.
Okay.
Get back at 8. Fucking hit the stage at 9 and played a fantastic show that I could not hear at all.
I feel like that happens
all the time.
A lot more than it should.
It's like you just got to fucking, you just got to trust that.
Hey, but you say,
well, they can hear it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. And then I was sitting out by my merch trying to make some extra money. And Sebastian Bach walked in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I love classical.
I didn't tell him he missed the best band, but no, Killer Dwarfs were awesome. And Victoria came out.
Nice.
Victoria drove all the way out to Vegas. That's right.
From K-Burk's fame.
And
Las Gabegas. Am I right?
Las Gabegas.
if she's not doing that with her friends,
that's pretty good,
start
dude.
It. You're welcome.
That's pretty good.
I think you lost a little over Zoom there, Matt. That was a good joke.
Fucking me and Raynan got out at 12:30 on Saturday. Went out with Johnny Hazard until like 5 o'clock in the morning.
I was gonna say you left Vegas at 12:30 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude,
I was in remarkably good shape, all things considered. Somehow I was just like, I can make this.
Yeah.
So yeah, it took 4.5 hours to get home. It fucking dumped in the desert. All the way through, dude. Dumped rain.
Don't say that.
Rain.
So much fucking rain.
Rain, okay.
Like all of a sudden we're in a monsoon.
Rain.
But I listened to the end of my audiobook for 1984 on the way there and the way back, and Rain was sleeping. And I just couldn't help but think about the dreams he must be having if he's actually asleep.
Yeah, just because
it's a
it.
Disturbing book. Anyway.
Yeah.
Great trip. Thanks to the Killer Dwarfs.
Yeah.
And we will, now we've got Johnny Hazard and Scotty Griffin who love the songs and want to be in the band in Vegas.
Ooh.
So there are more Vegas discussions underway.
More Vegas shows to
so
be
we'll
had.
Be back out there.
Love it. Also, Dawson just watched the first two Hellraisers, Matt.
I did.
We had a long discussion about it. Yeah.
Can I hear a little bit of your insight?
Sure. I think the Wikipedia page was probably scarier.
Dawson was not impressed.
I'm very impressed with the idea. But when I asked if it held up, it does not. It looks like an 80s move. The acting. You have to watch this movie. everybody has to watch this movie. And then finish that one.
You hear that?
Finish that one. And I was like, okay, dude, that was bad. That was bad. I gotta watch the second one. And I didn't think it could get worse, but it did.
Oh boy, you
wow.
That's the other side of the flippy floop, man.
That chick, the lead.
In the second one?
Boy.
Well, the second one's cool because it's like an origin story almost, right?
It is but kind of, but
having the mattress.
The,
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to all of that SLC said. Movie junkies' response to this. Screaming. He's screaming at
it
his
was
headphones
not
right
scary
now.
At well, all.
So Dawson and I disagree.
And I was laughing my ass off every like 7-8 minutes.
Look. Watch the new one, and then because my argument.
I want to see the new one.
Yeah, my argument.
I totally want to see the new one. I love the idea. I love the idea, and I'm sure in 1982 or whenever it was, the execution was as good as they could do it. It does not stand up, and the acting is terrible.
Now, remember, my argument is the new one's a little too polished and a little, and there's just too many characters, so there's no real stakes.
Did you see the new? No, you didn't. Did you read the wiki?
No, I read the wiki.
Okay.
So, but that's my argument. So,
where is the new one in theaters right now?
Hulu.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm watching.
What's it called?
Not in theaters.
It's called Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
It's called Hellraiser. Yeah.
I looked for it.
2022
on the Plex and couldn't find it. It's just called Hellraiser. It's not Hellraiser. Yeah, it's on, ..
Correct. Just called Hellraiser, and it's on Hulu. So it's. I don't know how Plex works, but
is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie, but it is straight to Hulu. It did not get a theatrical release,
but here's the
to
thing.
My knowledge.
Imagine The Shining. We can all agree Shining is great. It's thrilling. It's terrifying. It's good, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. We all watched it together. It's a great movie. Yeah, it knows what it's doing. Now imagine if The Shining, if you took out Jack Nicholson and his family and you replaced it with like a dorm room. Like a whole dorm.
You put a dorm room in the hotel?
Not a whole dorm room, but like a bunch of college kids, like a frat party.
Okay.
A Jewish frat party.
Okay.
And they're all there, and there's like.
You're pitching Accepted.
Yeah, it's Accepted. Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen Accepted.
Well, oh, you gotta watch Accepted. That's a movie.
That is a fucking A-plus movie. That's a very good
feature.
Is it
horror? A comedy.
No, it's a comedy. Okay.
The premise is that these high school kids aren't getting accepted into college, so they make up a fake university so that they can show their parents a letter.
I've seen you guys watching that movie in the other room.
It's a good movie.
Justin Long stars Jonah Hill.
Right.
That's a very good movie.
Yeah, I'm a fan. But anyway, yeah, it's like Accepted. Imagine having all those people in The Shining. It's like there's too many, don't care.
Yeah, that's a different movie.
It's a different movie. You need the scope of just having
the one family.
Few characters. Yeah. And that's why I like Hellraiser from 87 better than Hellraiser from 2022.
It's a lot of people. They put the frat house in The Shining in 2022, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So you're not into it anymore. That's what the new Hellraiser is going to be for you. I think. I predict.
I don't know, man, because I'm not expecting. You know, I mean, fuck, dude. Hellraiser, dude.
Yeah. Matt.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What kind of Halloween candy are you handing out this year?
Okay. So we got it's just such a shift.
Yeah.
We got a better transition.
You got more Hellraiser content to do?
Well, it's been fucking
3 weeks.
Here's what I want to say.
Jesus, I like the shift.
Here's what I want to know, Chris. I want to know where you fall on the Friday the 13th series, because I never knew you to be a fan, but you are proudly wearing the shirt, and I notice that you've been turning your shoulders toward the camera as if for me to take the bait to ask why on earth would you be wearing that shirt.
I told you guys about
the street fair he went to pick out leather goods.
From the street fair.
This is from the street fair.
You went to get leather goods?
This is the first. Yeah, there were leather goods there, sure.
Nice.
And crystals.
He went because he's married, Dawson, but leather goods are available.
And intention candles. But anyway.
Intention candles.
Got this shirt.
There are definitely bath bombs, too.
This is my first day wearing it.
Every one of them say, I intend to fuck you?
Has anyone else noticed the shirt, Chris?
I noticed it.
Everybody noticed. I don't know. It just looks like an emo band.
I mean, now that we're on it, it's a little weird because you're a black t-shirt guy.
Yeah.
And you are not a fan of horror movies. And it is, okay, it's next to Halloween, but yeah, it's a little out of place.
I will say,
Chris, are you wearing a Friday the 13th shirt?
Do I only have to wear it on Friday the 13th?
At one point, I wondered whether or not Ben had bleeded on you.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit of red here.
Have you actually seen a single movie?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've seen the first one. I may have seen the second one, too. Yeah. I've seen that. Cool. When I talked to the lady, this is the only one that I recognized. And then you guys asked me if
I've
seen
it. That's right. Okay,
I've never seen a single Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to fucking recommend that shit.
Yeah, no, I've seen pieces of them.
Yeah.
It's not.
And that's why, yeah, it's scary.
It's not my kind of thing.
It gets you in your dreams.
I saw the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like a good portion of it, when I was like 4 or 5.
The one with Jessica Biel?
No.
that was not
if I was 4.
That's post Seventh Heaven. That's right. Sorry. Anyway, Matt, Halloween candy.
Yeah, Halloween candy. All right. So I got some sort of variety pack that had some peanut M&Ms, some Snickers, some...
Oh, we know the one.
You got the peanut pack.
It was like a caramel pack is actually what it was. So it had a lot of more caramel base. It had like caramel M&Ms in it as well.
Because you're thinking...
get some Milky Ways in there.
There was some weird variation of Milky
Way. I think Milky
Way
is the worst candy bar ever.
Yeah,
we've been over this. Well, we've been over the best one. Yeah. Take 5 wins.
But here's the thing: we had to supplement with some of our favorite candy bars that we couldn't find in the variety pack. So,
for example, some whatchamacallits.
No, but I did see those, and I was impressed that bar is still alive and well. I didn't know that was still happening in 2022. Yeah. But we did get like 100 grand, which is incredible. Probably one of my all-time favorite candy bars, if not the number one. And we also got a Haribo variety pack, which are the kind of gummy candies. And they have, okay, good.
Yeah. So Matt, this is your first Halloween there. You're going to be handing out candy to all the kids in the neighborhood. It's kind of your introduction to these neighbors. So you want to be, you want to impress them. Are you a one candy per kid guy? Do you know what kind of volume you'll be getting this year?
I actually don't know. I want to ask one of the guys who lives on my street, who's become a friend of mine. I feel like I could ask him and he would definitely know. But I would generally be more of a 2 to 3 candy, like a small handful kind of guy. I'm not doing a big grip, but I'll pinch a couple off.
Now, Matt, let me propose this. You know, you're new to the neighborhood. You want to show people,
you don't want to get in trouble with the cartel.
Yeah,
but you definitely want to get that fucking skim. Just a gummer. That's a gummer, dude.
What's that, Gary?
I was just going to say, you know, you're new to the neighborhood. Maybe what you should do is something that I've seen done before where you judge every single child and the people with the good costumes get more candy than the kids standing next to them who maybe didn't try as hard.
Yeah.
And you teach them a little something. Good. I mean, in Texas, I think that might be something that the parents would go, you know what? Strict but fair. I like it.
Bring a lasso.
Here's the other thing. I will oftentimes do my favorite move, which is you just extend the bowl and let's make that child decide – morally where they fall and the how many pieces of candy
you're
can
a monster.
That's
pretty good, dude.
I gotta be honest, Matt, I like that for multiple reasons, one of which is I have been shamed at my house in my current neighborhood where I will just pick the candy and drop it in and the kid will go, I didn't want that.
What?
Because they can see.
What?
They can see. Dude.
Yeah.
These kids are fucking stuck up and
that's shitty
these days, and I've had more than one be like, I didn't want that one. I want that one.
You got to do what I do.
I just say, well, I didn't want you.
Yeah, say your parents didn't want you and then close the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Well, your parents
didn't
want
comeback.
You.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a way
trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I can't believe that kids would argue over the candy.
You can leave the parents out of it and just say, well, I don't want you on my porch.
Yeah, I would have...
Get off my stoop, kid.
Then I would reach in, take it out, and I'd have like a spare bowl of like toothpaste or something lame.
Yeah.
And drop that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
Would you rather have a rock?
You see?
See that?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Matt, you don't know what kind of volume you're going to get. Those sound like pretty good candies, great variety. I think you're going to be very popular amongst the kids.
Thank you. A lot of it, because of where I live in my neighborhood, is a gigantic neighborhood, and we're kind of toward the back. So I don't know what the volume's really going to be like. I don't imagine we're going to get a lot of people from the front of the neighborhood. It's really just going to be people who kind of live at the very back. So,
well, Matt, let me give you a little insight as someone who now has kids. The back of the neighborhood is where we aim for, and a lot of people in my neighborhood, I think, aim for, because there's less like actual car traffic. It's all foot traffic when you're sort of as far away from the main streets. So I've noticed that the past few years is that the portions that are furthest away from like the main streets around my neighborhood are where a lot of the parents with little kids take them, because they're, you know, if the kid does run or something, it's a little safer.
Yeah,
that's definitely promising. I also have noticed in the several neighborhoods that I've lived in my life that a lot of the volume has to do with whether or not your neighbors are participating in it as well.
Right.
That's so true.
Yeah. When I lived in Pasadena, we decorated so much, but we were really the only house on our block that did. And you could kind of see down the street and you would see just a flood of kids because every single one of those houses down there were all lit up. But none of those kids wanted to come up like seven unlit houses to come get to our house.
It's not smart to go.
You know?
It's not. Well, it's
That's where the Halloween guys or Michael Myers is.
Matt, yeah. Exactly.
Or that's where Matt is. That's there's the guy who makes my lemonade. That's
right. Since you don't live there anymore.
Pity ghost.
Since you don't live there anymore, I feel like I can sort of dox you and say exactly to my point. Your house was right next to a major street that had people going 45 fucking miles an hour. Like the, I would, as true. My parent or as a parent, I would not take my kids to your house. I would stick down at the other end of your street.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance, and I will say, too, that there are quite a lot of houses in our neighborhood that are going balls to the wall, frankly, putting my display to shame. So I'm anticipating an exciting Halloween, although it's on a Monday.
Now,
so
what about
what it'll really be?
A couple more questions about your tactics this year.
I am so happy to answer that.
What about the parents? Are you tossing in some Jell-O shots? I mean, some houses look out for the parents, too. If you're trying to make some friends, you know? Maybe see some of your buds
really
from reggae night.
I never thought of that. I think in my mind, and maybe I'm so wrong about this, but in my mind, at least my experience, were that the parents kind of wait at the edge of the property, and then the kid or kids will go up to the door, get the candy, and then kind of, you know, it's like the 90-degree rule with your golf courses.
Right.
It's like the parents don't go all the way up to the door.
If the parents of that house are offering Jello shots.
See possible cool see? People. Jello say, shots, you guys want a Jello shot?
That's no, all just, you do. Yeah, just yell to them.
I'll mention it. I never considered it, but I will mention it to my wife.
You want a Jell-O shot? We're new here.
Again, it's a Monday. It's nice to be here.
Matt, my destination on Halloween is a house in my neighborhood where the kid goes to my kid's school, and the guy like caught us earlier this month and was like, definitely hit my house. We're going to have 150 Jell-O shots ready. Like, no joke. Like, this guy like flagged us down, and he was like, we'll also have white wine if your wife's into it. Like, whatever. Like, they were doing this last year, too.
Let's go.
It was pretty chill.
Damn.
Yeah.
Everyone's walking, baby.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Matt, look, you're trying to meet people around Austin. What better way? They're coming to you. All right.
But you're saying that I need to also put something at the front of the property to like tell these parents, come up here.
Or just yell out. So I'm like, hey, we're new here. I'm Matt. This is my wife. And, you know, or, you know, hand out a card or something. Like, hey, professional friend. I've got one of those. I've never called that.
The houses that I've seen that do the Jell-O shot sort of establish themselves out on, like, the driveway. Like, they're kind of already sitting out. And they have a table, you know, and it's like, all right, here's a bucket of candy for the kids to come up. And if mom and dad want to come over here, this is the adult side of the table. And feel free to take one and move along or whatever.
Yeah, so all right. We'll probably be watching a horror movie.
And, of course, I have to ask, what are you dressed as you're entering the door?
Usually on the Halloween night, if it's like in this scenario, a Monday night, I'm probably just going to be wearing a t-shirt like what you're wearing. You know, I've got like a Hocus Pocus t-shirt, for example, or my wife got me a Friday the 13th t-shirt as well. So
what?
I'm going to be wearing that. Yeah.
Put it on now.
And I know it's in the laundry. It's literally in the laundry right now, or I would put it on.
Because he already wore it.
He's got water.
I know. Oh, brag.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me guess. You have stuff in the fridge?
You know, I got some fake vampire teeth. If I'm feeling like it, maybe I'll pop those in there too. We'll see.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay.
So the answer is a t-shirt with vampire.
You know, Matt's like, he's like that chef that's like, you know, they're trying to design the menu and like, oh, what's on the menu? And it's like, oh, I got to be inspired first. I want to see what ingredients are fresh and I want to be inspired and then I'll make my dish for the night.
Exactly.
Yeah. He doesn't know yet. And that's cool because that's how he works.
Well, you know, you gotta say, well, let's see what's in the fridge. So yeah. There you go.
It could be a zombie chicken.
Maybe you gotta check the fridge. Chicken.
Yeah.
Just check the fridge, Matt.
You know, Matt was so surprised about whatchamacallits still being around.
What do you call it?
Whatchamacallits.
That's right. That was the commercial. That was the commercial. Hey, can I have a whatchamacallit? What do you call it? Whatchamacallit.
The Necco wafer. Is that still a thing? That can't be a thing anymore.
The what?
Right?
Still a thing. I don't even Absolutely. Know
what
that is.
Who, the what? Why? The Necco wafer.
I don't like wafers. I don't like Kit Kats because like
I don't even know her.
Candy is like air.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why wafers suck.
The Necco wafer is it's like
it's mostly air.
Yeah, it's air with a pinch of sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
And styrofoam. And yeah.
Now wait, is Necco what's special about a Necco wafer? Is that different from what's in a Kit Kat?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's
totally different.
Totally different.
Different wafer?
These look like pills that you can kind of eat and chew a little bit.
They're like chalky.
Chalky, yeah.
Chalky.
Who wants a candy that is described as chalky that? When everyone agrees, like, yeah, chalky.
Chalky candy. It's awful.
Uh-oh, I can't believe, Chongo!
I can't believe Necco wafers are still a thing.
Gary, do yourself a favor. Google Necco.
Oh, N-E-C-C-O, don't eat it.
And you're going to know exactly what we're talking about. This is the kind of shit that, like,
I've seen terrible. These things before. These are bullshit. Terrible.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You know what this is? Trash. I see these things it's and trash. I think, why are they on the counter? They should be in the trash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are bullshit. And everyone's tried them at least once so that they can confirm what they knew when they saw them sitting there on the table, that they are trash.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I hope for all of our sanity, none of us see a Necco wafer this year.
If I do, I'm throwing it away. I don't care if it's in a kid's bag.
Yeah.
I'll pick it out of a child's bag that I don't know and throw it away.
Excuse me, young man, I need to confiscate this. Flashlight for a moment.
I'm doing you a favor. Your parents will understand.
And then, Gary, for you, for Gary Jr., what is the vessel that Gary Jr. will be trick-or-treating with? Like, what is it going to be? Is it a pillowcase, the pumpkin, the plastic pumpkin?
The pillowcase, I think, is something that comes around when you're more like –
when you're, when you're trying to go for quantity. Later.
Yeah, you're going on the mission.
You're going for weight.
You're going multi-neighborhood.
Yeah, that it's for experts. It's a stiff club, stiff flex.
Now, a real expert knows that you have to have multiple pillowcases and you have to stash them because if they get too full, people think you're getting greedy and they won't give it up.
Oh, interesting.
See, we used to just dump. We'd swing by
the single tootsie roll houses.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, they'll just drop one. Yeah. Like, look, you got a lot.
Yeah,
weight
you
on
got enough. You're going to rot your teeth.
Yeah, I feel that.
We would just do a drop off. We would use the same case, but we would swing by the house.
That's an option too if you're
back out
if you're staying in your neighborhood. Smart. But if you're making moves around to different neighborhoods, me and my friends used to have a designated spot that we'd hide it all, and we'd come back at the end.
Come back
this
to your treasure.
Makes me so happy.
I think for my son, I've seen a giant dinosaur that has a handle that has like the middle of its like back dug out. I think the reason that I've seen that recently is because it's going to be his candy thing that he's going to carry. But he has done the pumpkin thing in the past.
Yeah, the pumpkin's pretty popular.
What's the pumpkin thing?
It's like he's got a pumpkin with a handle.
He's got a pumpkin with a handle that's got a hole in the top of it.
Plastic. A real pumpkin, Matt.
He's
bringing a real pumpkin for trick or treating.
If
a kid brings me a real pumpkin for trick or treating, I'm dumping my whole candy bowl in there because
congratulations,
that takes
you
guts.
Deserve it.
I think
you won all the way.
I think the
actually
first
there's
year,
no guts. You take the guts out of the pumpkin.
Oh yeah, it needs guts.
I think the first year he might have taken one of my plastic Halloween Happy Meal things from when we were kids because. Producer Laura,
did you guys see that they're
those.
Doing that again for adults this year, by the way?
I didn't see that they were doing that, but they are doing what's called the adult Happy Meal right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's that?
It's like Halloween
buckets.
It's
a buckets. Big Mac, it's a medium fry, and it's a toy. But the toy, they fucked it up. They should have made it a super nostalgic toy for kids in their 30s, like that they remember, but it's just a cheap toy. Like it's just dumb.
What just, a waste. Yeah, just switch it with like an apple pie or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That'd make me happier. Yeah, I don't need the clutter. Trust
you don't
me,
need
I just
play with your food.
I just dealt with a lot of clutter. I don't need the extra clutter of the toys. Unless
that's
it was
where
nostalgic.
We're at. That's where we're at, everybody.
Yeah.
Adult Happy Meals.
Uh huh.
You want to get one?
No.
You're interested.
You don't want to be happy? No.
No.
Dude, get an adult Happy Meal, watch the new Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
That sounds like a good night.
I'm down for the new Hellraiser. I'm totally down for the new one.
Let's discuss after you
watch it. Now that you've seen those first two, you're ready for it. You'll dig it.
I get the premise. I understand what they're going after.
You'll be glad.
I'm excited about it. I love demonic horror. And
Horror. Yeah. All right. Well, look. We still have a Patreon show we got to do today, so maybe we get an update.
Today?
I mean, sorry.
Today?
This week.
Jesus
Dude, I don't even know what day it is,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
It's rough. No it's been rough. But why don't we – I think that'll do it for today's show. Why don't we go around and get our plugs in, and then we'll GTFO. Look, I know we have comments and maybe a shave on the way. But
yeah, let's do it.
It's been a long ace day, and I think we can pinch this one off, as Matt would say. All right, so let's start on my left here.
Ew,
Matt's the one that said it.
I did say it. It's true.
Let's start on my left, Gary, for our plugs. What do you suggest everyone check out?
I would check out our Patreon, patreon.com/watercooler. It's a second dose of the WWWB. WC.
You will, Gary goes would appreciate this. We will not get any WB content.
Yeah. But yeah, check that out.
Let's make that clear.
We do the fun stuff. We do the meetups. We do the movies. And there's a second episode every week, which we're going to do this Thursday. And I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, we don't have to move a bunch of shit that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check that out. And Reasonable Doubt.
All righty. Matt, what about you?
Well, I'm just going to say it. I talked to Kalen, and he asked me if I had any recommendations for movies that were exclusively on Shudder, which, as we all know, is the obscure horror movie network that Kalen has recommended things to us from the past. Sounds like he's signing up for another trial. You can get a free trial for this service, or if you have AMC Plus, you can also get Shudder. I'm just going to go ahead and say I love fucking Shudder. I think it's amazing. They have put out so many great horror movies, original content, and it's like a legit service. So I'm just going to say, on behalf of Kalen, without him knowing, I suggest signing up for Shudder, because I have a feeling he will probably be reviewing several things that may be exclusive to that platform.
Yay.
And it's a free trial. So fucking sign up so that you can watch whatever Kalen tells you to watch.
Nice.
All righty.
And follow me on Twitter at Matt Von Blair.
Oh, make sure to give Matt that follow. Doss, how about you?
I mentioned that I listened to the audiobook for 1984. I'm going through Audible and getting all of the books that I was supposed to read in high school but cheated my way through the papers.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so confused. I thought you were recording and listening back to some new audiobook of 1984. No,
I'm listening to 1984.
Falling for Soup
Ray Bradbury, right?
Yeah. No, that's Fahrenheit 451. Right. That one's next. George Orwell.
Yeah. I always
So I already said that. So check out, read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. I did read 80% of that, 10 years ago, and then life got in the way and I never finished the last 30 pages. So I got to find that book and get the last 30 pages or get that on Audible. Right. But anyway, that's what I'm doing. And Audible's pretty badass, especially for road trips.
Yeah, totally. And as for me, Halloween night, I'm playing at Tantalum in Long Beach. So that's a Monday night.
In costume?
In this shirt.
Weak sauce, bro. That's weak. You got it. You're playing on Halloween. You have to play in costume.
I'm sure Will wear a toga.
Matt,
mail
him your fangs.
You have to.
You have to. Yeah.
I would love to play a gig on Halloween.
Put a little bit of light pale foundation, a little bit of fake blood on your lips or under your nose or something. Just do a little bit
under
extra.
Your nose.
What Halloween songs are there other than Monster Mash? Thriller? What do I play?
Boy, we don't have time for that.
Okay, next show. Let's talk.
Chris, they're all
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
I have a Spotify playlist that is 8 hours long, and I would argue every single song on there would qualify.
That'll do it for Water Cooler.
Do Edgar Winner's
Eight
Frankenstein.
Hours of Halloween music? What?
Yep.
All right, send it to me. I'm curious now. All right, that'll do it for Water Cooler. Thank you again to everybody for listening, for sharing the show with a friend, and just for being a part of the community. Go to facebook.com/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC to join our Facebook group and interact with everybody, and we will see you later this week for Patreon. We love you. Goodbye.
new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.